Now we get back to the news. We start the news on part two with three very different headline stories. A BBC Look East reporter claims she was bullied by bosses for raising concerns about editorial independence. A Norwich company is investing £10.5 million to expand its operations. And the Norwich-based domestic abuse charity Leeway aims to raise funds by persuading supporters to skydive.
An award-winning BBC Look East reporter went off work with stress after claiming she was bullied by bosses for raising concerns that the corporation's editorial independence was being compromised. Sally Chidsoy, who's worked for the BBC for 30 years, alleged she was harassed and discriminated against after first raising her concerns in 2013 about her line manager's links to a charity she was investigating. The 56-year-old also said she was worried about the level of influence North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb, who was a health minister at the time, was exerting on the BBC. Ms. Chidsoy is claiming harassment, sexual discrimination and victimisation against the BBC at an employment tribunal at Cambridge Magistrates Court. Ms. Chidsoy also told the panel that she became concerned about interference when researching a story about the wages of the former East of England Ambulance Service chief, Anthony Marsh. While pursuing the story, she became aware of a late-night email sent by Mr. Lamb to her then-editor, Steve Silk, raising issues with her piece. She claims that her story was subsequently killed off.
Fast-growing EPOS Now has unveiled plans to nearly double its Norfolk workforce in 2017 as part of a £10.5 million expansion. The tech company, named Business of the Year at the EDP Business Awards in November, wants to add 150 positions this year after taking on two new units at Norwich Business Park. The new jobs will represent £4 million of additional salary investment, said Chief Executive Jacin Heavens, but also a show of confidence in the city as the base for its continued growth. Further investment of £2.25 million will go towards upgrading the new buildings it has taken on near its Whiting Road offices, with other tranches of the £10.5 million bill funding software development and the scaling up of the company's US arm. Mr. Heavens said, "We are proud that we've been able to sustain our year-on-year revenue growth at 150%. Norwich has been a fantastic home to our business for the last 5 years, and we want to keep growing our headquarter operations here. Across 2017, we'll be investing over £10 million in the local economy. This major investment is a huge vote of confidence in Norwich. It's incredible that in just 6 years, we'll have gone from a team of five to a team of over 300 people in the city." The company, which supplies till equipment and cloud-based software primarily to the SME market, made its first foray into the US last year, opening an office in Orlando, and is on track to record $1 million monthly turnover by the end of 2017.
Norwich-based domestic abuse charity Leeway will hold a death-defying skydive on March the 19th at Beccles Airfield to raise much-needed funds to continue their work. It follows a similar event last year when 22 people jumped from a plane at 13,000 feet to fundraise for the cause. And the group aims to build on that success and are calling on people to take on the challenge this year. Local law firm Clapham & Collinge are once again taking up the challenge, having raised nearly £2,000 for Leeway last year. They'll be joined by teachers from Spark Hawk Infant and Nursery School. The charity supported over 8,000 people suffering from domestic abuse in 2015 and 2016, and the money raised from the skydive will help Leeway to meet increasing demand for its services. Mandy Proctor, who's the CEO of Leeway, said, "It's fantastic to have the continued support of Clapham & Collinge as well. Last year they helped us raise an incredible amount of money, and this year we're hoping to build on that. It's also great to have a local school supporting us too, which sends out a strong message against domestic abuse."